Togiak National Wildlife Refuge managers say the Nooshgak Peninsula caribou herd has grown well beyond what's considered sustainable. There are about 1,400 animals instead of the ideal size closer to 700 to 900. At a public meeting in Dillingham on Tuesday night, refuge biologist Pat Walsh explained the problem.
They're almost certain to damage the habitat there, just like on Hagemeister Island, where it won't support caribou. And then, for as long as time is meaningful to management, we will not have a subsistence resource there.
Right now, there are four options on the table for culling the herd this spring. Raise the limit for each hunter, extend the season to April 15th, allow same-day airborne hunting, and allow all Alaskans to participate in the hunt. Those would be just for this spring. Fall and longer-term solutions will be considered later on. Tuesday night's meeting was a public hearing on those last two ideas. Right now, hunting is limited to residents of Dillingham, Aleknagik, Togiak, Twin Hills, Manicotic, Clark's Point, and Ekok. Opening the hunt to Alaskans from other communities is the most contentious of the ideas on the table and drew much of the attention at Tuesday's meeting. Gayla Hossett says the Bristol Bay Native Association and the Kuriyang Tribal Council strongly oppose that idea.
However, we are in favor of expanding this to Bristol Bay communities to come and harvest the caribou.
But there's not an easy way to expand to additional bay communities other than opening it up statewide. Frank Woods says that while he'd prefer to keep caribou for bay residents, he also doesn't want to lose the whole herd because those six communities can't harvest enough.
If we had a plan for Togiak to harvest, go down to harvest 200, Manicotic 200, and Dillingham 100, whatever it looked like, and actually had set up charters to go down and harvest them numbers, I would feel a lot more comfortable keeping local for Bristol Bay, but we don't.
Walsh says that's probably the mindset needed to protect future subsistence opportunities.
What I'm afraid is if we as a local group don't promote this idea now, and that is to open this hunt up to the state under the terms that we prescribe, that it's going to happen under terms somebody else is going to prescribe.
Testimony at the meeting generally supported allowing hunting and flying on the same day for the rest of the spring hunt. Now it's up to the Federal Subsistence Board to make a decision on all four action requests for spring. That's expected in the next week or two. Later this spring, the board will consider allowing same-day airborne hunting permanently and may also consider a couple more changes for next season only, increasing the bag limit to 5 and opening the hunt to all Alaskans again next season as long as there are at least 900 caribou. In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.